You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm tired of this. I'm tired of not knowing where you are. I'm tired. Sitting here under the stars.
Beautiful track, Oamaru by Night by Amiria Grenell, who we've got on the line. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, good morning. Just landed in Wellington, so half asleep.
But nice.
Beautiful day here.
Christ, you must have been up earlier than us. That's really impressive. Nice job.
4:30.
Hey, that is a red eye flight. You're winging your way up the country because you're playing some shows. You're going to be here in Tamaki at Frieda's on Sunday, celebrating the Winter Light. It is your beautiful recent album, and it feels like the right season to really be leaning into it. Was this always the plan, to be playing it at this time of the year?
It totally wasn't. It's been such a, like, I never knew what was going to happen when kind of trail with this whole project, but it's kind of perfect. Like, I love, I mean, my last album was called Autumn.
I sense a theme.
I didn't even think of that when I was naming this one, but I love, autumn is my favorite season, so touring kind of in autumn on the cusp of winter is just perfect.
Yeah. And there is something, I think this album really does capture a beautiful atmospheric sort of sensibility as well. There is this kind of lovely quality to it that is really capturing a seasonal shift or something. And it feels like maybe a seasonal shift for you. How are you kind of experiencing the writing process for this record?
Yeah, I reckon that's really on the mark. I feel like we went into the album and I had these songs, and then halfway through recording, I was like, oh, those songs don't fit anymore. And I wrote a few more ones that were totally in different seasons as well. And then they totally fit, I reckon. So I think it's a good mix. There's not many old songs on there. My oldest one would be Susie Blue, which I wrote on the west coast of the South Island while touring with Monty Bevins, who will also be opening the concert on Sunday, actually.
Oh, lovely.
At Frieda's. We were playing there and a band, we were doing solo, but a whole band of people arrived and asked me to play AC/DC. And I was like, oh my gosh, get me off the stage.
That sounds like a kind of like terrible feverish nightmare or something. The kind of showing up to a school exam with like no clothes on or something. It's playing your folk show. Getting asked to do AC/DC covers. Very stressful. Yeah.
But the next morning I wrote Susie Blue. So that's how that story came about.
Well, that's good. Something fruitful produced from a stressful situation. That's very nice. It feels like there's a lot of really, personal themes on this, but I like something that you've said about this record is, you know, it comes from a personal place, but you hope that people find themselves in listening to the song. What do you mean by that?
I think when you're kind of an introverted extrovert, there's times of your life where you're like, yes, I totally want to share this. And then other times where you're like, this is so private. Yeah. I don't know if I want to share this, but I think with music, it's that thing of like, I've written it, but I'm sure other people can pick up little parts of words or lyrics in the song or even the tune that takes them and reminds them of something or takes them on their own journey.
Mm.
That kind of sharing it, but not wanting it to be all about yourself kind of thing.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think that there's a strong sense of like familial connections and that kind of like community connectivity throughout this record, and some of the like, you know, naming of the tracks or some of these kind of like quiet moments that are being reflected on. I love Burnt Coffee. That's a song I keep finding myself coming back to, but there's also Mother Daughter. There's some thematic stuff in here that feels very like of that quite personal domestic space. Is that where you write? What has been kind of like the location or the space for kind of creating these tracks?
Usually I am in my lounge late at night when everyone's asleep and I'm not a night out at all, but that seems to be when I strike, like I have to be completely by myself. So often just at the end of the day, but also a couple of those songs were written on little trips. So Oamaru by Night started off in the street, as you can hear from the recording that I did on my phone. That's at the beginning of that track, and that started off after a gig down there at Donna's grain store gallery there, and
legendary.
It's a really quirky, cool place, and I just went down the road after the gig at night. There's another gig down the road happening, you can hear in the background, and I just stood in a doorway and recorded that little piece and then took it home and made it into a full song. And then Lanterns I wrote down in Herbert, this little place down below Oamaru, on another trip that I went by myself, just out of lockdown, trying to figure out my heart space that I was in then. So, yeah, it's often you get a bit more inspired sometimes when you are away, I find, but I do need to be completely solo and have that, carve out that time, I reckon. Yeah.
It must mean you need the right people when you do bring collaborators in. I saw Ryan Fisherman has been kind of the production wind beneath the wings of this album. Why Ryan? Why did you decide to collaborate with him on this?
Well, I was wanting to make a new album some years ago, and Brooke from French for Rabbits lives in Wellington and I live in Christchurch, and I was saying, Brooke, maybe I should come up and record with you. And we were at a gig and Ryan was playing while we were having this discussion. And she goes, why don't you do it with Ryan? He lives in Christchurch. You have all these people around you here. And so I got in contact with him and we threw down some demo tracks, which then all basically changed because it was like another year after that that we started recording. And then, lots of new songs were born then. So we started recording and he's just been legendary for the whole process, and he also plays like 50 instruments on the album as well. He's the drummer and wow. He plays little guitar bits, he plays a banjo in Hollow Tree, he plays some percussion, he's just lots of different
sounds like a really pieces. Really fruitful collaboration then. It's kind of worked out as it should have.
I couldn't have done it, I don't reckon, with anyone else. He's been awesome and patient and understanding of how good things take time. And he's on the tour with me, so he's playing here in Wellington with me tonight and tomorrow night, and then Auckland with me on Sunday.
Wonderful. Well, that is the place to be on Sunday night at Frieda's in Grey Lynn, which if anyone's ever been to a gig at Frieda's before, beautiful space to see music and small. So grab a ticket right now from Under the Radar. Emidia Grenell, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. I hope it goes really well on Sunday. Beautiful record to be celebrating. We are going to listen to Burnt Coffee now. See you,
thank you
on the weekend.
All right. See ya.
I can smell burnt coffee, I can hear the birds. I don't see you no more, and I miss your words. And as far as I know, you have gone astray. And I guess I'll accept that it's better this way. What will I be? What will I do? This is a place that I gotta move through. I'll go and go and go and ride that way. Time to step out, time to let go, time to rehearse all the patterns I know. I'll go and go and find my place to stay. Dog is in the yard, and oh how she barks. The rain it is falling, I'm dancing in the dark. And somewhere you're singing a sweet melody, but I will not hear it, it is not for me. What will I be? What will I do? This is a place that I gotta move through. I'll go and go and go and ride that way. Time to step out, time to let go, time to rehearse all the patterns I know. I'll go and go and find my place to stay. Somewhere down along the line I'll see you. I'll be strong enough so I can move. Breathing's getting easier, I want to find the place I know where I can see. What will I be? What will I do? This is a place that I gotta move through. I'll go and go and go and ride that wave. Time to step out, time to let go, time to rehearse all the patterns I know. I'll to stay anyway.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.